This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning and a happy new year. The number of traffic fatalities in Humboldt County reached an all-time high for a calendar year in 2017, with the latest fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a 17-year-old boy, making it a total of 35. The driver of a Honda sedan was headed southbound on Walnut Drive in very foggy conditions at just before 11:30 on Saturday night when the juvenile ran into the path of the car. The California Highway Patrol reports the boy struck the front right fender and was then knocked onto the curb. The driver stopped her car and used it to protect the injured boy as she called 911. Medical personnel took the teenager to the hospital for treatment, but he later died as a result of his injuries. DUI is not considered a factor, and the CHP is investigating the circumstances that led to the collision. The CHP and local law enforcement will continue with the New Year's holiday maximum enforcement period through midnight tonight in an effort to remove dangerous or impaired drivers from the roadway. The tectonic plates that grind against each other off the local coast had themselves a rocking New Year's over the weekend. Two temblers made their presence known, first on Saturday night and again yesterday at just before noon. A 3.5 earthquake rumbled southwest of Petrolia at a depth of 12 miles at just before 9:30 Saturday night. That was followed by a 3.5 tembler that struck at 11:49 yesterday morning at a depth of 18 miles near Hay Fork. No damage was reported from either incident. Last week, the sheriff's office released a surveillance photo of a suspect who had burglarized a downtown Redway business. The suspect stole food items and about $100 in coins from the business and also caused damage to property inside. The suspect was able to flee the scene before deputies arrived, but on Saturday, sheriff's deputies located and arrested 38-year-old Richard Lee Smart, who was booked into jail for burglary and vandalism. The Eureka Police Department has reshuffled its staffing positions, and that's meant a return of the community service officer. Police Chief Steve Watson announced that former corrections deputy and reserve police officer Manny Ramirez will fill one of the positions, and he will begin work on February 1st. The search is on for a candidate who will fill the second community services position, and the department is currently recruiting to fill that spot. The new year will bring with it a new slate of laws in California, particularly as it relates to business and employment. The minimum wage will rise by 50 cents today, $10.50 for businesses with 25 or fewer employees, and to $11 for businesses with 26 or more employees. Employees at businesses with 20 to 49 workers are now eligible for 12 weeks of unpaid job-protected family leave within the first 12 months of the birth of a newborn child under what's called the Baby Bonding Act. The California Fair Chance Act now prohibits employers from seeking information about a prospective employee's criminal history on job applications or in interviews until a conditional offer of employment has been made. Those are just a few of the new laws on the books in California in 2018. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.